Hello, all of the clean slaters out there. How are you guys doing? We are back with another podcast. I am your host, Daniel, and my other host, Carson.
Yo.
Guys, we got another one for you. I'm not gonna say another good one. It's just another one.
No, this is worse actually than the last one.
So if you don't know, we are doing our 31 days of Halloween marathon movie watching, and it's going well.
It's going fun,
but we are I think we're kind of at a low right now with some of these movies that we put on the list.
We put some interesting movies on here because we wanted to get the full spectrum, you know, the full power of the spirit of Halloween.
Yep, and we definitely did that. And this movie that we watched is Scary Movie
4. 4. Not 1 or 2 or 3, but 4. I don't know why.
It's just so bad.
It's so bad. Oh, I literally didn't laugh. I don't think
no,
I laughed once.
I didn't. I did maybe laugh smiled. Once. I laughed. No, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. I smiled once, but this movie is horrible.
I didn't laugh, though. What did you smile at? Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Do we need to read the log line?
But it's so trivial. Yeah, we have to, because it's what we do for all of them, but...
Oh, okay, read it. It's got to be awful.
It probably is. Cindy finds out that the house she lives in is haunted by a little boy and goes on a quest to find out who killed him and why. Also, alien tripods are invading the world and she has to uncover the secret in order to stop them.
Well, let's just start with, is that actually Dr. Phil?
Yes. That was Dr. Phil and Shaq.
Dr. Phil sucks for doing this.
I mean,
and other reasons, but that's the main reason.
You gotta remember that this movie is so old.
You know Dr. Phil has a podcast, right?
He might listen to this.
He has a true crime podcast.
So this movie came out in 2006. So.
Okay.
What is that? 14 years old?
Yeah. So they're referencing some non-popular horror films now. Or they've kind of left, I guess, the popular referencing. Like, no one references them as much anymore. Like Saw. Nobody talks about Saw anymore.
Okay. So guys, if you don't know what scary movies are, they are pretty much
parody films.
Parody films, right. They're a horrible excuse for a franchise. I don't think they really make movies anymore, but they were really popular back in the day. And
I haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think they've made any new ones.
They pretty much just take the most popular horror films of that time and make fun of all of them. But the trap that they fall into is that when they grab all of these movies and try to put them together, they try to make a plot out of it, and the plot just goes to hell. Like, it's so bad.
It should just be, like, little sketches, I feel like.
Yeah, that would actually be funny. Like, if it was an SNL sketch or something.
I mean, maybe that's kind of what it is, and we're just paying too much attention to the actual story.
No, 100%. I mean, like, then why do a story? Like,
are we the problem? I think we're the problem.
Maybe. We might be.
Somebody loves this. This is somebody's favorite movie.
No, I doubt that.
Someone loves this movie.
Extremely.
If you're a Scary Movie 4, like, huge fan, let us know.
Stan? So this movie
same thing.
Got a 34% on Rotten Tomatoes and 51%
that's better than
on
some of our other
audience
movies.
Scores. Yeah, it kind of is.
Why is that better than... Is that better than As Above, So Below?
I think so, yeah.
That makes me want to
die.
That
is sad. Okay, so...
I hate this movie.
So, okay, this is funny. Anna Faris, who has played the main character in every single scary movie up until now.
Wow.
She didn't actually want to do this film. So even Anna Faris was tired of doing these films. But
she said, I draw the line at Scary Movie 4.
She said that she could not turn down $1 million paycheck. $1 million, that's so low.
I mean, that's good money, man. I would take it.
For an actress, though, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, but...
So, Scary Movie 4 in this one...
It's got to be easy, too.
Is referencing...
For this movie, the acting in this?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Scary Movie 4 is parodying, or the parodies Saw. Are Saw 1 and 2,
The Grudge,
The Grudge, The Village, and War of the Worlds. Yeah. As well as Million Dollar Baby.
The Happening, right?
No. Million Dollar Baby and Brokeback Mountain. Really, the trap of these movies is, again, they all try to, connect, War of the Worlds and The Village, which they do actually
and the Grudge.
A good job in that.
How do they, no, The Village part is so random.
Yeah.
It's like the world's ending, and then I looked away from the screen for like 4 minutes. I look up and it's The Village. I'm like, what is it happening?
Yeah, no, the worst one was, the worst but funniest one was Brokeback Mountain with,
it's pretty funny.
With Kevin Hart.
I laughed pretty hard. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's
for
so
sure,
stupid. But... Yeah. I just remember watching this when I was, 8 years old, 10 years old. And this movie funny. I never watched the whole thing. I watched bits and pieces of it because War of the Worlds, remember? I loved War of the Worlds growing up.
Oh, yeah. War of the Worlds was so good.
That movie was my favorite movie growing up. And you and I had to have watched that movie like half a dozen times, if not more.
It was one of our favorites.
Yeah.
For sure.
So when that was in it, and then my brother and I really liked The Village growing up as well because it was just like such a mind blowing.
Yeah. No, that holds up too. I feel like
that's interesting because you didn't say that in our podcast a couple days ago.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I think I cut that part out, but
I like M. Night. You know, I like M. Night. I think he might be my favorite director.
You're so fake. Anyway, so when I saw both of these movies were referenced in Scary Movie 4, I was like, no way, this is so funny. And so, like, the things that I thought were funny that aren't funny anymore.
Yeah.
Was,
let's hear them.
When War of the Worlds starts in the movie, like the parody starts.
Oh, gosh.
Like, and he's walking down the street, and you know, in War of the Worlds, all the electronics die.
Yeah, everything's broken. It's not working.
The funniest part was that, like, it's showing, like, him walking through the streets, and then all of a sudden, this car, like, is not working. This guy's motorcycle is not working.
Yeah.
And then it shows again this guy on a, like, a bicycle, and the bicycle is not, like, moving.
The bicycle
he can't
stops
pedal.
Working.
And then it goes to
That's
a little.
Kind of funny.
He goes to a little kid skating, or, like, the camera pans to a little kid skating, and then he, like, jumps on and the skateboard's not moving. I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. It's not so funny anymore.
No. You know what's really funny?
What?
Her beating up the old lady for all the Grudge segments where she's trying to help the old lady. Just kidding. I thought that was funny when I was younger, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I just feel like parody is fun. Like, I like the idea of doing a good parody. But you got to also respect the movie that you're parodying and not just make it like one giant fart joke kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to me, this doesn't care about the source material, or it doesn't even make fun of it in a smart way. Like, there's good reason to critique all the movies that are parodied in this movie, but they don't hit on any of those points. They just make it so silly that it's not even worth watching later.
Yeah. So this movie, it's,
it sucks.
It sucks. And then they do a really shameful tie-in at the end of, like, no, we're
Thieves
all
and crap.
We're, you know, I need to be a better father. I should have learned better.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then they try
understand.
To add jokes on top of that. And it was just like,
well, even the credits, they do the whole, like, they do the Tom Cruise meeting Oprah thing when he first converted to Scientology. They make a whole scene out of that. But it just is not funny at all.
Yeah. I put this movie on my list because I wanted to relive some of the funny things. Oh, the funny thing in The Village part that
funny
thought was hilarious growing up was...
When she pooped in front of everyone?
Yeah, when she goes into, like, the town hall meeting because the daughter is blind.
Okay.
And she, like...
I mean, that's kind of funny.
She opens up a little thing, and she just takes this massive dump, and it's, like, hardcore diarrhea. And then everybody's quiet and just listening to her, and then someone, like, coughs, and then she's like, oh, I'm not alone, am I?
No.
And then
so dumb.
She just gets up.
That was
and
seriously the dumbest thing.
Yeah, it didn't. None of these jokes
but
actually
as a kid, you're like,
well.
Oh,
yeah,
because
it's a farting joke. And we were young and we all thought farting jokes were funny. Sometimes they are still.
It's not
funny.
Even a good farting.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's good farting. I'm gonna fart in the mic right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm not leaving that in. Thought we would be able to relive some of our memories, being young.
Well, we just kind of did.
But I wish I never had watched this movie again.
You know, earlier you did say something that I think is true.
What?
You said before we were recording that we weren't really supposed to be watching the scary movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it was kind of like for adults more, but when we did catch like bits and pieces of it, because of that like edginess that we took into it, we thought it was funnier than it was.
Probably.
I think that's true. Okay, I did, I kind of, you remember the Charlie Sheen bit? That was kind of funny.
Oh.
I didn't laugh. But
it was so
I
random.
Smiled maybe. I don't know what that's supposed to be referencing though.
Yeah, I don't know either. So don't watch this movie. I would give this movie probably half a star out of 10.
I would give it half a star out of 5, which is technically
lower
than a half a star out of 10.
Yep.
Right?
Well, actually, no, it's not. It's higher. It's higher.
No, it's what? No.
Yeah, because out of 10, is half a star is like.
Okay, can I give it like point? What's like lower than half for you?
I don't know.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It's a zero. It's zero.
Yeah, this movie
zero stars.
It's pretty bad. I only give it half a star because it is still physically a movie.
They still made it a movie.
It's like when you put your name on your paper, but every single other answer is wrong. That's why I'm giving
it. Well, like they used a camera. Like I can't
say
the
exactly.
camera
they had
bad.
Some famous
special
people
effects.
In there. Yeah.
They used money.
So, yeah, this movie is horrible. Don't go watch it. But you know what? That's the review.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening. Next episode, so tomorrow, we're going to be talking about an actual scary movie. And we'll have some more spooky, spooky movies coming your way. Some of them are actually terrifying. Some of them are not at all. So we still have a good mix coming to you.
Yep.
And we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Thank you. That's a clean slate.